Good morning and welcome. We need about two more members to correct so we are able to adopt the report. We need seven. Honorable Maseru Mule is on his way. We've got a couple apologies, for about three apologies. It's Honorable Michelle, the chair, Honorable Nyakemba, and Mwango. And what I suggest we do is we... what are those cows doing behind you?
Chairperson, thank you for acknowledging me. My name is Honorable Williams.
Thank you for
I would like to forward an apology that I have to leave at 12:30.
I think that's when the meeting is ending. So
at 12:30 I'll be walking out of this meeting regardless of the...
That's not an apology. Unfortunately,
Thank you, Chairperson.
We're going to try and do is to see if we can get two members who are wandering around. But I suggest what we do in the meantime is just go through the report and then see if there are no, so that if whoever we can get into the meeting, we can then just go straight into the adoption of the report. Because Yes. Let's do that, and then what I'll do in the meantime is to just go fishing.
Yes.
We wish you success. Okay. Salute. Let's start or resume. Succeeded in the fishing expedition. There will be two members who will be joining us. They are attending the portfolio committee. I don't know what downstairs. So I suggest we start with the recommendations, and then as soon as they come in, then we adopt the report and excuse them. Yeah.
Morning, Chairperson. Formalities. The first one. Thank you. I think there's a bit of work to be done, and. Obviously, I think people that are in the portfolio committee are better equipped to fill that in. So, in a sense, I think it's good that they're not sitting here and just being angry at us for not... Because it's not only adoption, Ben. There is some work to be done. The second one is, I think officially we need to elect a chairperson. And may I therefore then propose that we... I propose Mr. Buti Manamela as acting chair for the portfolio committee for the day. Thank you.
It's my mind as a weak automatic. I think the question doesn't arise.
It does arise.
It does.
Yeah, but I think we need to formalize that.
My apologies.
Seconders.
I second the proposal.
Grudgingly.
I wasn't excited for my word.
Okay. All right. So I think let's get into the report. I was going to give an acceptance speech, but let's save that for another day. let's get into the report. Should we go through it, what, page by page? Yes. Let's start with page one.
Chair, may I, before we start page by page, just to say I don't know who wrote this, because I know our research is off on senior. But I want to compliment whoever wrote this for his or her writing ability, the grammar, the spelling, and so on. It's really of a high standard, higher than what I've, you know, we've become accustomed to in the past. So please, whoever takes the credit should can feel free to do that.
Excuse me, can we not too much of them?
What's wrong with you for money to do in the
okay, order.
Thank you, Chair. I propose that we accept page 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay, can I just check if any numbers have anything on page 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Chair, you will have to help me here. I thought something should be done to make a decision with regard to issues like membership, like bursaries, like training. Because you see, there's a lot of money staying in this thing, compensation fund. And I don't see anybody talking about learnerships, bursaries, the things that can be done with this money. Rather than, you might just be left. I don't see issues like that. Somebody should help me to make this kind of a decision.
Okay. Honorable Suta has joined us. We had basically said to him, I don't know who else has joined you.
Yeah, I actually adjourned my meeting to allow two more colleagues to come through. Maybe they got lost. Will you allow me to just find them?
Okay, sure. Okay. Just to check, are we talking about learnerships from the department or learnerships from, okay.
I'm talking about things that can be done with this
okay.
money rather than having to be.
Okay. What I suggest we do is we find a way of putting that as part of the recommendation.
That's why I'm saying I need help.
Okay. All right. So, page 5. Okay.
Before we go to page 5, I just realized that we don't have recommendations for the department itself. Is it at the end? Because last time we had
recommendations at the end.
Oh, are we doing it all of them in together or?
Yeah.
Because I noticed previously we did different. That's fine. As long as there's a space for it. Thanks.
Okay. Right. Welcome, colleagues and comrades. We go quickly rushing through the report and we'll then go into the. Process of adoption, and thank you for joining us. Okay. Yes. The committee is actually receiving the AG's report.
I think we really appreciate the other members coming here, but perhaps it might just be informative to those members. We are busy with our reports on the strategic plans and so on, and we've only heard them this week on Tuesday and Wednesday night. So there is some work still to be done with the report, and I was wondering, Chairperson, if the members would be so kind to rejoin us perhaps later in this morning, perhaps we can even work towards a time, because I don't think we're quite ready for them now, and I think we will be frustrating them if we start debating the contents of the report. And they are on the edge of their seats because they have other business. So I really want to say we're so grateful that here they must disappear for, in total. But if they've got more pressing issues down there, which are, is my understanding, won't they be so kind to come and rejoin us at a later stage?
What I want to check is, and I'm happy Honorable Masuta is here, the provision for them signing the register and we go on with the meeting, or should they be present when we adopt the report? Should we be... What's happening?
We're really bringing in anybody who can add to the vote, Chair.
Yeah. I
think the correct thing is actually when you we're voting, it should be called. Oh.
Can I confirm that, Chair, that actually
yeah.
You only need us for the voting stage. So you can deliberate to your heart's content in our absence. And unless you are ready to vote now, because I adjourned my meeting for a few minutes, just give you room for voting purposes.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I think let's release you.
Yes, when you are actually ready.
Okay. We'll indicate.
Can you indicate that?
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Chair, for tomorrow, we can sort this thing out before we tell me. For tomorrow's purposes. No, I mean this
meeting. Which one?
The same. Can we sort it out before we can, all of us? Rather than have to come in and can we sort it out before we can?
Okay. Look, the issue is... No, but I think it's important that we clarify this. The issue is that we only received four apologies. And I think some of the apologies we only received this morning. So we're under the impression at the meeting we'll go ahead. Now, because we have to adopt this report, I had to go out to... get the assistance of other MPs to come and join the meeting. Yeah, okay. All right. Honorable Muta wanted to speak on page 5. Oh, you sorted?
Yes.
Okay.
I just mentioned that we need to have an area for recommendation.
Oh, all right, okay.
Page
6.
Page 5.
Oh, page 5.
At the bottom?
Yeah.
Can I... under the recommendations through the regarding the compensation fund, I think we need to add, and I think that is why whoever drafted this put B there down at the bottom, because I think we need that. And if I can try and accommodate Member Mr. Moody's view, I would like to say one of the recommendations give consideration to strengthening the retraining of workers affected by occupational injuries and diseases. The retraining of workers affected by occupational injuries and diseases. And the idea is that I don't think this fund can really be used for bursaries in the wider sense, but there's a small initiative at the compensation fund. If you, let's say you've lost your legs, you can no longer be a construction worker, but you can perhaps repair cell phones or something like that, you know, something which... So, and I think that is really something we want to return people to productive life after occupational injuries. And I think this falls within the scope. And then the second one that I want to add is that must keep under consideration the serious and growing backlogs in the number of cases. Now, I don't know what the right verb is, adjudicated by the fund. What did they say?
Accepted.
they do something to a case. There's a word that they use in the strategic plan. I will have to look that up. But they, the number of cases, is not it's more than capture. You know, they make a decision on the number of cases. And what we've seen is that in the last year, whereas in the past they would have 200,000 cases dealt with in a year, they've gone down to only 50,000. It's still only about 25% of what it used to be. And I think that is a, we know about the software problems and so on, but that's a real case of concern, and the fund is getting a lot of criticism because of that. So I've got it here, the serious and growing backlog in the number of cases, I'll give you a verb, by the fund. Thank you.
Yep, Honorable Tao.
Okay. I'd like to add another recommendation to that one with regard to the compensation fund. And I've worded it simply as leadership and governance. We need there is a task team that has been appointed to look at the situation, the deteriorating situation in the compensation fund. So I believe we need a progress report. Yes, a progress report on the turnaround task team appointed by the minister with regard to leadership and governance of this compensation fund. Yes, it's very, very important, because otherwise we miss out on what is being done.
And I think just as we've got to find a way in this document that says that we will have further discussions as the committee. I think that must be the resolution, that we will have an extended discussion with the and further recommendations will therefore be made. I think if we can include that, which was the decision of last meeting. Thank you. Is that all with regards to recommendations on under the compensation fund? Can we go on to page 6?
Chapters on page 6, the recommendations for NEDLAC, there aren't any on this current document, but I'd like to recommend that they get additional allocations in order for them to implement their mandate more effectively. I think that the very small budget that they do have isn't quite sufficient for them to effectively implement their mandate, which is quite a big mandate. If we think about what their function is, it's fundamentally, without them, all legislation would come contested to Parliament. And with them, we in fact, they make our life much easier. When legislation comes to Parliament that everybody's agreed on, a consensus, generally speaking. And so I think that they should be allocated more, they should be given additional allocations in the budget. Thank you.
Thank you.
Honourable
Stephen, and perhaps the first one will link on to Honourable Williams' proposal. To further capacitate the Secretariat of NEDLAC, i.e. for additional budgets. B, to continuously improve the turnaround times of cases dealt with by NEDLAC. And then the third one that I have is to ensure that the interests of the unemployed and most vulnerable are accommodated in the decisions taken at NEDLAC.
Okay, Honourable Tao. The last one is NEDLAC should be inclusive of the unemployed and most vulnerable in their mandate. But I think you've phrased it actually much better. If you could just repeat that for the minute.
To ensure that the interests of the unemployed and most vulnerable are accommodated in the decision taken at NEDLAC. So I don't necessarily say that the composition of NEDLAC should be changed. The focus when they take the should be the unemployed most part.
No, Chair, I agree totally. What is happening now? We and I've made actually the proposal to the minister, is that the unemployed feel that nobody represents their interest, and we think NEDLAC is a place where this issue that could be done through the other social civic organizations that are there, but they must always remember there are people who are not working, so they don't have it.
I mean, essentially, I think we're talking about the strengthening, particularly of the community constituency, which is a component part of the NEDLAC in advancing the interests of the unemployed vulnerable section, that we need to really strengthen that component. And normally in terms of mandate, and I don't think that we should apologize in relation to actual representation, in relation to who is composed of community constituency. Yeah, okay.
Captured?
Good. Okay.
So just maybe to underline what you're saying, one of the big criticisms that has been directed at NEDLAC is that it's becoming now a bargaining chamber for big business and big unions, and that actually detracts from the credibility of the organization.
Okay, thank you. Is that all in relation to NEDLAC? Okay, thank you. CCMA? Recommendations in page 7, CCMA, UIF, and productivity is 8.
I'm going to help everybody else. I took it to the other time, around Sukuniland area. I was trying to look at unemployment motivation. Where are they located? How many are they? Amaris? And what are the things that they do? And what kind of resources they need to do what they do? And what can we do ultimately at the end of the day to make them do what they do officially and pay tax for what they do? And I was listening to UIF, their presentation in our last meeting. There's a lot of money in this. And what is it that we can tap into this pool and focus into things like creating work? That's my dream.
Okay. The I think that's in relation to, if I'm not mistaken, the unemployment insurance fund. And I think we raised the point some time ago in terms of, in relation to how, I don't know if it's reflected in the last year's recommendation, but the fact that the UIF has amassed so much in reserves, and which are lying there, which need to be reinvested in order to ensure that it leads to employment creation. We may not specifically refer to a certain sector of unemployed people, but broadly, using that there has to be, or rather the UIF needs to look at, the department needs to look at ways in which it could use the reserves in order to contribute towards job creation. I think something of that sort. Okay. Yep.
Also on the UIF, I would like the committee to consider the following recommendation: that the benefits payable by UIF, especially for those on maternity leave, be improved. I think we've established that they have the necessary reserves. You know, many families are really, you know, impoverished with the birth of a baby when the mother must, you know, have to stop earning money. We also have cases where women must work until the very last day for giving birth, and I think if the money is there, why not you know, improve people's lives?
Yeah.
At least improve. I'm not saying whatever. I also don't want a situation where people will start making babies to get money. but yes, somewhere in between. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I think those are the two recommendations in relation to page 7. Are there any others?
Can we just go back to the CCMA, which is on top of that page, 331 recommendations. And for the CCMA, I would like to propose that we recommend that the CCA must concentrate on measures to lessen the caseload. And measures such as guidance to employers and employees so that unnecessary cases brought to the CCMA can be avoided. We're talking about guidance. You know, people know about their rights, but also their obligations. Both employers and employees. I think many of the cases going to the CCMA can be avoided by better information.
Look, I mean, when I was in the union, we received training from the CCMA. I don't know if that still happens. Okay. Yes. On page...
sorry, the bottom of that page, productivity...
Yep, page. Okay, yes.
Again, I wouldn't like...
I'm not trying to say anything, but I'm trying to say something. Something should be done with regard to recommendations to beef up the funds in the productivity side for them to be visible in this process, especially in this process. Be visible. I'm saying so because what I gather is
productivity.
Yeah, what I gather from what they're saying, they're doing a wonderful job. They need to be visible on the ground. And something should be done to beef up their funds to broaden their duties. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. If I may add in there. Before I start reading my recommendation, my impression is Productivity SA is currently like a refuge of last resort. If I'm going to go bankrupt, now I run Productivity SA and say, please come and do a business rescue kind of exercise. I would love Productivity SA, and that is my recommendation, Productivity SA, to develop the capacity needed in order to position themselves as a consultant of choice for all entities wanting to improve productivity, and not to be a service provider of last resort to entities on the brink of bankruptcy. Because I think that is what I'm getting from it. I'm also, and the reason why I put the emphasis on the capacity, my impression is that the biggest clients of Productivity SA at this point in time is government. It's the UIF, it's schools in Limpopo, and it is not the private sector who is actually the creator of jobs. We must actually be saving jobs. Improving the productivity and innovation is excellent, but it's not going to get more jobs. And that is what we should be trying to get from productivity, so they can help people to make more money so they can expand and take on more employees. Thank you.
Honorable Tao.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I agree. In fact, I agree with the two recommendations we're making, the funding one and the thrust of what they're going to do. And the reason is simply that I don't even we as a committee have enough insight as to what they actually do. I was actually fascinated when they reported to us about the actual work they do. And because they are not able to sell themselves, to market themselves. They become very dependent on the other entities in the department. So I agree totally that they've got to begin funding so that they can do their job, but also enable them to do the kinds of things that they can do upfront rather than at the end of the programs of companies. I really agree. Yeah.
Obviously, I think because of the labor laws amendments, we have not, I think, had the time to frequently interact with the entities of the department, and I think that we need to do that much more. Probably once a quarter or something like that, we should be getting reports from the, instead of getting annual reports. Is that all in terms of productivity? Okay, can we move to page 8?
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 8, under the recommendations, I think this is where we can put recommendations from the department, and I'd like to put a recommendation that urgent attention be placed on the inspectorate with regard to beefing up their capacity in light of existing and new legislation that has to be policed. So we need to really beef up the inspectorate. Although the department did say that they would pay the inspector more, I think there should be more. There should be capacity building, there should be more inspectors just in general, and they need to seriously look at, I don't know, restructuring that whole section, because it isn't working, and we can come up with as much legislation as we like, but if we don't have an inspectorate that is effective, the implementation will be ineffective as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I am of the opinion that the department should be encouraged to link up with tertiary institutions to look into what can be done to link up, to try and find capacity with the greater.
Link up with tertiary institutions to find capacity.
Yeah, the kind of students you want to come to the
center. All right. One of the things which we said, and which I don't know if there's been any improvement in regards to that, is the specialization in terms of the inspectorate. That you, well, that there's people with certain skills needs to inspect certain workplaces, and I think that's important. Of course, we're not yet at the we're not at the level of Bangladesh, but you know, yeah, we don't want to get there. Okay, are
there order, Chairperson? I don't think that Bangladesh should be mocked like that, Chairperson. As a sovereign state and all, I think we should compare it to something else, perhaps. Thank you, Chairperson. On behalf of the Bangladeshi people, I'm highly aggrieved by that statement, Chairperson.
In terms of
Thank you, Chair. May I add another one, and that has to do with the ICT, the computer saga at the department. And I phrased it as following, that the Minister of Labour give consideration to the continuing ICT challenges, including downtime and slow connectivity, negatively affecting the standard of service delivery at labour centres.
Thanks, Chairperson. Also with regards to the ICT, but I think that we should talk about not just the department's ICT in this particular recommendation, but also the compensation fund. They said that they had an ICT problem. The fact that they're working with the CETA, we would like regular reports on that. Due to the fact that the CETA is another institution that may be considered a little bit unusual. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, Chair, that's an unusual recommendation. The point was made about funding for specialist inspectors and stuff like that, and that's fine. I just wanted to remind us Last year when we made recommendation, one of the things that bothered us, and I see it's come back again, at the end of the year, money was taken out of the inspectorate and transferred to some other area. That gives you the impression that, well, we can only take money from the inspectorate somewhere else because the inspectorate is not important. And what Honor William was saying was very important. They need to be capacitated, they need to be funded. So this practice of directing money from the to other things must really stop. Must be used in the inspectorate.
I don't know if there are any further recommendations to first put. Yep.
Chair, I don't know if we are included under the RCT, but we're getting lots of complaints of people saying they can't get through on the helplines to the department and its entities. And the call center ability of the department and its entities.
It just can't get through.
Why don't you try and call it now?
I was thinking of waiting until the budget and then call them from the budget.
Yeah, okay. But I think in the overall, we're arguing for more money for the department in relation to specific things. And I hope that
not just money, we also want reports on that, because if we just give them more money, we'll end with, like the honourable member said, my comrade in the Democratic Alliance said that we had a problem last year and it's, some of them are rolling over. We want reports.
Yeah.
Well, I'm particularly interested in reports on our ID situation, because I believe that we might run into problems and we'd like to pick up those problems early.
Exactly. Okay. Yep.
Chair, we also last year said that the department should improve on its reporting capacity, starting with a strategic plan. Now, I must say, it doesn't reflect well, to my mind, on the department, the fact that they had the strategic plan, and then it was found to be wanting, and they had to redraft the strategic plan with the help of Treasury and so on. And it just seems to me as if there is a problem in the department in terms of its capacity to plan, to word their strategic plans and so on. So I would also want to say, I think we should, the department should improve on its planning capacity in terms of strategic plans, and then also the capacity to report to the strategic plans, whether they've been achieved or not.
There are major things. There is the expansion of the CCMA in order to improve their accessibility. There is the capacity for the inspectorates. There is the issue of the IT, which needs to be sorted out agently. There is the repositioning of the productivity SA, which I think we all agree on. And I think on the basis of all of those, I mean, hopefully for instance, a project such as the IT one would not necessitate drastic increases in the budget in the entire medium-term expenditure framework, but probably in a particular financial year. And I think investing into capital such as the expansion of the CMA and all of that are things which we can and should be arguing for and so forth. So I think that in the overall we are in sync in suggesting that there needs to be a budget increase, but that budget increase must be supported by all of these things that we're talking about, including the capacity of the department to be able to start plan and all of those things.
Money doesn't solve problems in itself. The ability to then spend that money wisely, effectively.
Thank you. Okay. But I think a much more concrete proposal is we want to see money going into, at least in this financial term, money going into NADLAC and money going into Productivity SA and money going into the Spectrate. I think those are
at least in their merits, and once that is done, we will be quite happy. Or money? No, not money, but I think a clear turnaround strategy on the compensation fund, and also a clear pronounced strategy on general growth in the IT of the department. Can we close it on that? Just to say, Chair, that the money is there. You notice that the budgets have increased immediately, and so we need to make sure that the money is used effectively and delivered on the issues that we've raised.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since I moved the adoption of the report.
We're in the quorum. Yeah, I've texted the Honourable Masuta that we are voting. Are they coming?
I don't know.
No, they've not replied. I've sent them a text message, so...
Well, the thing is, we had not actually worked out of our strategy ourselves.
comrades.
No, we're all comrades.